Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. All across the rural Midwest, you see them, old abandoned farmhouses, barns, and outbuildings. They're a visible symbol of how America's farm life has diminished. San Francisco photographer Nancy Warner tells the story of some of those once-loved but now decaying buildings in a new photography collection called This Life, These People, Life in Shadow on the Great Plains. Many of the photos come from Cumming County, Nebraska, where her great-grandfather homesteaded and where her parents grew up. The photographs are accompanied by comments from some of the people who once lived in these places or knew who did. And there's an afterword by her cousin, David Stark, a professor of sociology at Columbia University. Nancy Warner joins us on the line from San Francisco. And Ms. Warner, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Well, thanks for asking me. I really appreciate it.
Well, did you set out to put together an exhibit and book of these photographs of abandoned farmhouses, or was it something that just came naturally out of visits back home to Nebraska?
It came naturally out of visits back home. When I travel there to visit my family, it's always nice to bring a little bit of what I do in San Francisco there with me. So I always bring my camera, and so I have that to do there and share with people the photographs that I take.
So, as I understand it, about a decade ago, you were at a family reunion and just started wandering off a little bit?
Yes. The homestead, the Stark home place, is still in the family, and my two cousins live on the ground floor, but in the upstairs is where everybody stored the things that they didn't want when they moved out. So four generations had lived in and left that house. Actually, a lot of people went up there, but then I saw what was there, and the next day, actually, I brought my medium format camera back and made some photographs. And so that was really the beginning of the series.
Now, the photographs in the book, This Place, These People, these are mostly interior shots. What was it interesting about going inside of these old places?
Well, I think the memories. I have a lot of memories. Although I grew up in Omaha, I spent a lot of time on the farms of my aunts and uncles. And so it was family time inside. And so, you know, get-togethers on holidays, sitting around the kitchen tables. Plus, a lot of those houses, you can't really see very well from the road. And so by the time I scrambled through the bushes and trees to get to them, it was, you know, very difficult to get some distance on them in the landscape as well. But I really was interested in the interiors and the details.
So these were houses that you had memories of, that you knew when they were occupied and people were living there?
Well, a couple of them. Mm-hmm. It started off with the ones that, like my Aunt Fernie's house is featured pretty prominently in the book. She, her original farmhouse was falling down, and so she moved a new house from about 8 miles away to sit right next to it. And then the old one, you may have read one of the quotations about trying to tear that old house down. Well, they didn't succeed, and so it was still there. And I went into that one. And then her in-laws also had a house that was abandoned. And then from there, I just started asking people. So there were basically three houses in the book that I had family associations with, and then the rest of them were just word of mouth or driving around looking.
And what did people think, the people that you didn't know, when you were walking around these old places? Were they did they understand your interest, or did they find it kind of odd?
I think they found it a bit odd, because what I've realized during the project is that the local people actually stop. They sort of don't notice these places after a point. They drive by them, because when I started asking people where I could find abandoned places, they really had to think. I'm like, you know, they'd say, I can't really think of any. But then they, after a while, they would say, oh, yeah, I think maybe there's one on this road or that road. So often when I would be driving, following the directions for one place, I'd see a couple of others. But so yes, they thought it was a bit odd. They didn't understand why I was so interested, especially in going inside. But when I had the first exhibit, I think then it all came together for people because they saw the details. It evoked memories for them as well.
What's interesting in looking at these photographs, and they're black and white photographs, is in many of these, you see abandoned things, intimate things, shoes, clothes, and bed frames. In one, there's even a piano. It's like, did people just leave, or did they just thought, well, these are things we don't need to take with us?
Yes, I think both. In the case of my aunt who moved the house, she just kind of gradually moved things from the old house to the new house, and so I was going into the old house while there were still some things in there. She just didn't want them anymore. Actually, after my book signing and book celebration in West Point, Nebraska, I heard from somebody who had bought the book and was looking at it. I think she lives in Randolph, Nebraska. When she came to the picture of the piano, she said she burst into tears because when she was a child and they were moving out of their farmhouse, her parents decided to leave the piano behind, and they didn't tell her. It was just too big to move. So that may have been, and so she was writing to tell me that, you know, just how much that seeing that photograph meant to her. And that may have been the case with the piano in my picture as well. It was just too big to transport.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. My guest is Nancy Warner, photographer from San Francisco. Her family comes from Nebraska, and she features abandoned farmhouses and places in a new book called This Place, These People. Also includes a text by David Stark. And I should also mention that accompanying a lot of the photographs are comments from the people that knew the houses or remember the houses or lived there. How important was it for you to include those voices along with the photographs?
Well, it was very important to me. I mean, it wasn't really until we decided to do that I felt like this project could be a book. That just the photographs alone, yes, they're very evocative and so forth, but having the voices there, I think, just adds another element of intimacy. Even though they're not directly related to the photograph opposite, having the plain spoken poetry, really, of the local people, I think, really elevates the whole work.
Yeah, you mentioned poetry, and that was my reaction as well. Just a few simple lines we should mention.
Yes. When we went, after David and I decided to collaborate on making this project into a book, we visited Nebraska twice, and I had a lot of the contacts already because of finding the abandoned places. So I just contacted people. We would go and just have conversations with them. And David didn't use a notebook or a recorder. He just has this really fabulous memory. He's been working as a sociologist for over 30 years. So after our conversations, then he would get out his notebook, and I was amazed how accurate his memory was to write these things down. And then we just combed through them and picked out the ones that we thought were the most evocative and seem to go best and reflect the rhythms and so forth of the photograph.
You talked a little bit about some of the reactions that you've gotten to the photos that are included in the book. I'm wondering if you found a difference between people who've lived in rural areas or small towns and those who live in cities and maybe have never been to these places.
Mm-hmm. There is some difference, yes, because I think here in San Francisco I have some hanging on my wall, but it is surprising how many people have a farm in their background somewhere. even and their response would be to think more about their family history rather than specific memories of like a kitchen or a wallpaper pattern, you know, bringing up a memory of their own childhood. But and then also I think people in the cities, they look at them in some ways more as as art. They are art. Not that the rural people don't look at them as art, but they have this whole other element to it as well. And so I think both sides have an appreciation for the photographs in slightly different ways.
Do they have different emotional responses?
I think they do have an impact on the people who come into my studio. They do have an impact on them. Something to do with the light and shadow and the sort of looking into the shadows, they see that there's a sort of a darkness there. Maybe it is that they feel what my intention is, which is to reflect the feeling that I had when I took the photo. So in if people have that response, then I feel like it's a successful photograph.
And what was that feeling?
Oftentimes it would just be, it's hard to explain exactly, but I would be drawn to a subject and maybe not a specific memory would come into my mind, but a feeling, well, I have a strong attraction to the light, and that's basically what all of the photographs are about. It's really the light, but then at the time that I'm taking them, the emotional response comes more for me when I'm printing them, when I see the play of light on a curtain, then that can evoke a memory for me.
You mentioned the curtains, the cover photo on this place, These People, has a window frame, the glass blown out, but then there's a curtain that's been blown around and around and around one of the parts of the frame there. And you kind of wonder, how long has that curtain been there? How long has it been blowing? And you start to wonder what was going on when that when people lived there. I'm wondering, mm-hmm. when you were taking these photos and walking around these places, if particularly the houses that were new to you, that you imagined the people that lived there, what they looked like, and maybe even heard the voices of the people that lived there and their laughter.
I would say that I was definitely aware of the presence of the past, and in the houses that I had an association with, for instance, the Stark place, which again is my my mother and David's father's home place. When I was taking some of the pictures on the porch, I actually did. There was this little mirror that was hanging there above a sink and a little comb case, and I started to actually fantasize about my grandfather standing at that mirror shaving. So that was a very specific memory. And then some of the other places, I think I was very aware of the human presence or absence, exactly, is more like it, but maybe not specifically thinking about who those people might be, but just the sort of spirit of the place.
A couple of months ago, I spoke to a woman here in South Dakota who's taking photographs of abandoned places. Hers are color photographs of the buildings taken from a distance, and she's gotten an amazing response for those. I'm wondering what it is you think people find so fascinating about pictures of these abandoned farm places, these abandoned rural areas.
Well, they represent a disappearing way of life. Not that people aren't farming anymore, but they're just not living the same way that they did in the past. As we describe this, the farm places, it's more than just how the Nebraskans, and I'm sure South Dakota people as well, refer to them as farm places rather than just farms. There's so much activity that goes on there, and so I think people are fascinated by it because it's all that's left, in some ways, of that way of life.
Do you think these photos are telling the story of an ending or simply the story of change?
I think a story of change, because there is, I mean, farming is still very much alive in that area, and maybe the small family farm is on the decline. But I think it's more about change than the end. I think the end would be too sad.
Yeah. What has it meant for you to work on the photographs in the book, This Place, These People?
Oh, it's been really amazing to me because it has really deepened my connection to the place that I grew up, and I never really expected that. It's not just the place, but also the people there, which is why the title is so appropriate for me, because people were so interested and got so involved in every step of the way, and for the making of the photographs, helping me find the places, the exhibits, they came out for the exhibits. In fact, one exhibit, I made an installation of antique furniture and artifacts and old photographs to accompany my own photographs on the wall, which we installed in the middle of the gallery. And I got people from most of the houses that I had photographed to loan me things. And it was amazing. People were so excited about it. And it helped make that a very successful exhibit and had a strong emotional impact on people to see some of the furniture that was of the same time as the houses.
Now, the photos are black and white. Is that to capture some of that play on shadow and light that you mentioned, or is there a different emotional response that the viewer gets from black and white?
Well, I think black and white invites interpretation, so that everything is not, you have to look a little bit more carefully at black and white. Everything is not spelled out for you. I should also say that I was using film for this project. And for me, black and white is very much of an expressive medium. Ansel Adams said that in black and white photography, the negative is a score and the print is the performance, which also reflects back to what I said before about the print being able to, the print expressing the feeling that I had when I made the photograph. Black and white, I think, works really well for me, but I think it's good for the viewer as well, particularly my subject matter. Maybe in the landscape, color would be better. I'm not sure.
you live in San Francisco. Is it important for you to return to Nebraska every now and then?
Oh, yes, very important. And now even more so because of the renewed connection I have to a lot of people there. My parents still live in Omaha. My mother is 90, and I have a sister there. And then I have lots and lots of cousins in Cumming County. So, yes, it's very important to me.
And what has been their response to the book?
Oh, they consider it their project as well. They are very enthusiastic about it. The party that we had on December 8th there was really fun, and a lot of people came out for it despite the really cold temperatures and the snow. People have sort of adopted it as they really feel that it's partly theirs.